University of Colorado.
The University of Colorado, along with many other universities and state entities, has purchased furniture from Colorado Correctional Industries since the 1970s. CCI, as it's known, uses inmates at various Colorado Department of Correction facilities to make furniture, and CU has been one of its biggest clients. The university, across its four campuses, spends $7 to $10 million annually with CCI. For a time, legislation required state entities to purchase furniture from CCI, but that changed in 2013, when new legislation gave more purchasing options. CU, however, chose to continue to use CCI exclusively. Then came the civil rights and social justice protests in late spring this year. Student, faculty, and staff groups at CU, led by CU Boulder's Black Student Alliance, called on the university to sever ties with CCI on the grounds that the use of inmate labor was morally and ethically wrong and against the principles the university should stand for. CU President Mark Kennedy convened the CCI working group to study the issue and recommend a way forward. It comprised students, faculty, staff, and procurement specialists. Your narrator for this story was a member of the group. Earlier this week, the group delivered its recommendation to Kennedy that CU continue to buy furniture from CCI, but that it no longer be an exclusive provider. The recommendation is sure to be jeered in some quarters and cheered in others. But what seemed like a cut-and-dried issue was anything but, said Isaiah Chavis, a CU Boulder senior who is president of the university's four-campus student government, the Intercampus Student Forum.
It was brought straight to our attention in person in a tangible form that there were people, regardless of the outcome, that will be affected, whether that be the inmates themselves or whether that be the decision makers on the outside. Somewhere somebody was impacted, and it was a matter of measuring how that impact really is transcended through time later. And I looked at it more as the process went on and it became more and more complicated to make a moral and ethical judgment. I was surprised at how I was interpreting what was right to be ethical varied from each individual person. Each individual person has their own perspective on what is moral and what is ethical. And we had to align that with a business decision. One way or another, the impact would have had great financial implications that also implicated humans in the process.
Don Bulbula is chief of staff for the CU student government and also co-president of the Black Student Alliance, which originally brought forward the concern about inmate labor. She says the more she became engaged in the issue as a member of the CCI working group, the more its complexities revealed themselves.
I had the most basic understanding of the Colorado Correction Facilities and their programs and understanding that they provide furniture for the CU system as a whole. It wasn't until the co-authors who wrote the May 2020 BSA demands that I really understood the entirety of what CCI is and what it does. And then once I was in the working group, I took a lot of time reading the emails and really doing the research that I needed to be able to create answers and move forward in conversations with as much understanding that I could get.
The complexity and ethical issues involved in working with the prison system and with inmates was quite familiar to CU Denver communications professor Stephen Hartnett, a member of the working group who has taught in the prison system and studied it for some 30 years. His perspective as an informed faculty member led the working group to consider how the CCI issue could be a door to wider opportunities.
Well, you know, my role on the committee all along has been to advocate that the CU system, instead of approaching the prisons as the providers of materials for us, that we should approach the prisons as the providers of education for imprisoned men and women. And I think that's where we're going to end up going in the long run. So I'm very hopeful that this process is going in the long run to have a really positive outcome. I think there's momentum within the state to say that education is a human right, and even those men and women who have committed crimes and gone to prison still enjoy that human right. Perhaps even more than others, they can benefit from what the CU system has to offer. And I think we've made a smart decision to say that the CU system is going to recommit to providing education to imprison men and women in our state. So I think it's a fantastic solution.
Yet it wasn't always easy to get to that solution. Over the course of 10 meetings from early June to mid-August, the CCI working group had sometimes spirited discussions and disagreements about the use of inmate labor and its ethical and moral implications. It wrestled with the fact that previous state audits called into question CCI's outcomes and management practices. It met with leadership in the Department of Corrections and also with the professional management of the CCI program. The working group recognized that outside the procurement aspects of its task, it had limited ability to affect change in the program or in the prisons. Many of the working group members said a turning point was hearing from inmates directly through letters they wrote to the working group and in an emotional meeting via Zoom where inmates gave firsthand accounts of their experiences. Dawn Bulbula summed it up.
For me, the most surprising aspect of the whole entire initiative was really having the moment and the time to speak with prisoners and having that time to ask them questions and hear their answers. I think the biggest part for me was really never leaving anyone behind and making those changes and having individuals, even if they are incarcerated, to feel as humans, be treated as humans, and so much more than what they normally would get. I think it wasn't until then that I really remembered that there are humans behind every decision that we make, and that any decisions that we do make and that we did make are going to affect not only university and CU system as a whole, but those who are in the incarceration system as well.
The inmates told of the value they derived from the program. They noted that their wages were exceptionally low, but to a man, they said pay was a small factor. They earned money, some of which went to help their families on the outside. More important, they said, was the chance to spend time productively. Some said it was the first real job they've had. It gave them skills they can use outside prison. Others talked about the self-worth they felt. Inmates incarcerated for life talked about the program as one of their only opportunities for positive ways to do time. Isaiah Chavis says the perspective was invaluable to the ultimate recommendation.
My preconceived idea before being involved in the working group was that prisoners don't actually receive any benefits whatsoever. I found that to be false, but I also found it to have a hint of truth in it still. And that balance of concluding with whatever decision at the time we were going to make was a hard challenge for me, because it didn't feel like it aligned with my heart, even though logically I'm hearing from inmates and prisoners, and they're telling me exactly how they feel and what is beneficial to them and why the program should continue on.
Hartnett, with his considerable experience working within the prison system, had the most clear-eyed view among the group about the human factor of inmate labor.
And we spoke to some of the guys who work at CCI, and they all expressed the fact that they love their jobs. And they talked about how meaningful it is to them to get to do this work. And that's indicative of these kinds of programs all across the country, that prisoners want to get out of their cells. They want to advance their job skills. They want to improve their life experiences. And CCI does that. And I think it should be supported in that sense, that it's giving men and women opportunities they wouldn't otherwise have. So I was glad to get to talk to those guys, and I was glad to get to hear how much they enjoy their work for CCI.
Still, the decision is bound to make people on either side of it unhappy. Some think CU should not be involved in inmate labor at all, and others think the program provides valuable services, both in terms of the inmates and the furniture buying. Dawn Bulbula.
We can't please everyone. That's one thing that I'm learning as I'm getting older and throughout every aspect of my work life and personal life. There are going to be decisions not everyone is going to be pleased with. However, I think this was the best way to give that opportunity for students, faculty, and staff to really reconsider their school's stance on prison labor, especially with faculty and staff being able to outsource their projects. That was really important to me to have that ability since that 2013 decision, state decision. I also believe that I want students to see, and faculty and staff, of course, to see that this decision is always the first step. It's not the end of the work that needs to be done in order to fix the CU system, to fix the changes that really impact those who are people of color on campus and in the entire state of Colorado. I want people to see that this decision is really an opportunity for them to know that as long as they have persistence and understanding, nothing is really out of one's reach and no decision is ever final.
Yet while Isaiah Chavis harbors no illusions about the reaction to the decision, he also recognizes the value of advancing the discussion, which can spill over to other similar discussions related to social justice issues.
I think there'll be significant dissatisfaction with the outcome. That will be, I believe, the public opinion of the students. What I believe, though, is that the outcome is suitable to create further change. And there was a perspective that was brought to my attention during this process that reflected in saying, hey, if we pull out of CCI entirely, we lose our ability to influence change within their own system. And I thought that was an interesting perspective to bring to the table. And, you know, the conclusion really resulted in more doors opening. Have we walked through all of those doors yet? No. Do we have the ability to now? I believe so. And I believe that as long as there's been more opportunity created in this process, that leaves us in a better standing to further create change later. And I believe that's a door now that's open because the conversation has now been elevated to a different level. So, you know, what I would say to any students, students in particular, who feel very strongly about this outcome that it's not enough, I would agree that the final conclusion is not enough. But I would also argue that to go from A to Z, I started realizing was unrealistic and politically impossible.
And for Professor Stephen Hartnett, one of the most important aspects of the decision was a chance to use CU's leverage as a multi-million-dollar furniture buyer to extend its educational mission. As the final recommendation was being delivered, he met with the CU Board of Regents University Affairs Subcommittee to discuss future possibilities.
Well, our recommendation is I think a subtle and complicated one, right? We're not severing our relationship, but we're also not privileging our relationship. What we're saying is that CCI can apply to us as a vendor through a public call for proposals. So they're allowed to participate in the call for proposals, but they're not a favored vendor. That seems eminently fair to me.
CU President Mark Kennedy accepted the working group's recommendation, which means CCI will continue to bid on the university's furniture contracts. But the recommendation also opens door to other bidders. Yet for members of the CCI working group, a door that is just as important to prop open is the one that ensures the university can influence inmate work experiences and educational opportunities. For CU on the Air, I'm Ken McConnellog.
The University of Colorado comprises four campuses, Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora. To learn more about CU, go to www.cu.edu. Thanks to our producer, Kathy Buten, and audio engineer, John Arnold. I'm Ken McConnellog, and we'll see you on the air next month.
University of Colorado.